From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 23, 2015. After years of having not enough water to grow rice, many of the major rice production areas of the state got too much. But it wasn't all bad news. In Matagorda County, the rice crop was in pretty good shape. On Tuesday, I talked to Brent Batchelor, AgriLife Extension Agent for Matagorda County.
Yes, we were later than normal, probably by 15 to 20 days at least, but we did get it all in, and it's progressing fairly well.
Have you gotten rain since it was planted?
Yeah, we haven't had to irrigate much at all. In fact, we were having to get water off early on during the seedling stage, but all our fields have gone to flood since then, which they're holding water, and which was kind of nice not to have to pump water, because anytime you pump water, that's an expense. But we also had to manage those crops a little bit different because it wasn't ideal amounts and timing that we would have liked. But certainly from that standpoint, that's one bright star, is that we hadn't had to pump any water to hold floods on the rice fields.
How did those other big rice counties fare this?
I know that in Wharton and Colorado counties, they had some issues with the rain and the floods, particularly this last round, because they had some fields that were heading. And if it's heading and not blooming, it can go underwater for a short period of time, but it's certainly important for it to not be completely submerged underwater when it's heading, particularly if it's blooming, because once those flowers open, if they get wet, then we see blanks in those individual spots where a rice kernel would normally be.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.